Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is your son still into The Voice?
I don't know. Didn't have a lot of interaction other than looking at large spiders, and then he wanted to look at giant squid.
Oh,
really?
Mm. Yes, yes.
That's pretty mature, by the way, for a little boy.
Oh, he's ahead of the game. He likes things
with lots of legs.
He'll be in. Now, I know that Mrs. O'Mara was a little upset that I called him Charles Manson based on my trip. And I told her that. She hasn't listened to the show yet, but I told her that I did that. And
you
so,
gave
you know,
her
I'm
heads
sorry
up,
about that.
Mike. You signaled to her. You said, hey,
and it was clearly an exaggeration because he hasn't carved any symbol into his forehead. Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, I do believe I'm not going to be one of these parents that go, oh, he's brilliant. He touched his nose. But I'm going to tell you that I believe, at this young age, I have been able to discern that he is reasonably intelligent. I believe he is reasonably intelligent. In fact, maybe above average intelligence. He does things that indicate that to me. He says things that indicate that to me. But three-year-olds tend to do that.
We were like that with Julia.
Yeah, you have moments where you go,
wow. But she's ahead of the curve as well.
Yeah, but Robert was always very strong.
Can I please,
this is great,
just so I have full, like, the right perspective.
Right.
What did Julia do where you were like, man, Julia's like ahead of the curve?
At not much older than three, I think she was almost four, she read a billboard.
Great.
We never taught her to read. She just read it. She said, look at pizza. And I went, holy
What about you, Mike?
He already has memorized his multiplication tables.
Whoa.
Really? No, that's not true. I'm just trying to one-up Rob.
I was like, this guy's a genius.
He actually takes the booger now and puts it in the tissue himself.
That's right.
There you go. That's what it, no, he will get
put
the
it
award.
On the wall.
Into the Kleenex.
I'm not going to skip ahead on the show. Michael's name will come up later in the show.
Good.
And he pulled a great one. This is a smart guy, a little guy that helped the whole family out yesterday. It'll, no one was in real danger.
The house was in fire, and he pulled everyone out of the house.
He did a fine job.
Kal-El.
He did a fine job. I'm very proud of my little man. I like him. Kal-El.
Yeah. Mike was changing a tire. It was 1940. And the car fell on him, and young Michael lifted the car.
Wonderful. Wonderful. He did a great job. And I'm happy with the little guy. I like him a lot. And today we were watching giant squid, giant spiders, and sometimes it's big ships. He likes big things.
Boat.
He likes
boat.
Boat. We're a long way from boat. But that's what we were doing. And then that's when Mrs. O'Mara said, I have to take a shower before your show. And I like, oh.
Why isn't it our show? Why is it your show?
Isn't it technically our show,
or before the show?
Yeah. I will pass that along to her. I think you're absolutely right. I will say, I have to take a shower before that show you do with all those people.
You know, I get it at my house, too. You know what Carrie says a lot to the kids? Go put this in my bedroom. And no, I also called her on Sunday last week. She said, oh, yeah, that was taken at my wedding. I said, I was there, too, you know.
But you see, when Mrs. O'Mara says she has to take a shower before she takes a little guy to school, that instantaneously allows me. I get, would you like my total shower time that I'm allotted today?
Sure.
11 minutes. 11 minutes. So real happy about that today. But that's, hey, little bitty problems that don't really
small
matter.
Small problems, Mike.
Tiny, small.
Really Mike. Problems don't matter at all.
You mentioned accident. I can't wait to hear what little Michael and how he saved your lives.
Everybody's lives.
But this morning, I was concerned myself because there was an accident in the home. And you know that
an accident
in the home. You know that accidents in the home kill the majority of people.
Yes,
right?
That's true.
Bathroom accidents in particular. More people than any other.
Especially when showers exceed 12 minutes.
That's right.
The odds double.
No, under 10.
Under 10 it is?
Under 10, you are taking your life in your hands.
Maybe that's why.
I woke up a little groggy this morning, and it may be...
What time did you take the Ambien?
Well, I didn't take the Ambien. I stayed up a little later than usual to play Overwatch. There's a special event going on,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, my God. You are so obsessed with that. You're getting worse than Mac.
It's the year of the rooster, the Chinese New Year. And yes. They're celebrating it around the world, including in Overwatch. So you had special skins, special games. Capture the Flag was released. A lot of fun.
Yes.
If you're out there, Oscar Santana, hashtag 1777.
This is really one of the greatest of the Chinese years.
On Blizzard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the year of the cock, as I would say.
Hey, well, you know, you don't need to be shocking about it. Be
a shocking disc jockey.
I'm a big fan of the year of the boar.
Hey, is that loud enough?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been loud. We've been yelling.
That's loud?
Yeah, we heard it the whole
really
time.
Really loud. Been here the whole time.
And now Mike is gone. He's fallen.
He literally just had an accident in his own studio. Can someone isolate that and make that a gif?
Of him just disappearing?
Yeah, just falling, like, literally.
Hey, look, he's back.
Hey.
All right, tell me how it sounds now.
Okay, now, that's perfect.
That is dead on.
That is perfect.
Thank you, and it's good for me, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that song. That's too loud, right?
No,
it's perfect.
That's a little
that's a little hot, little hot.
Hey, Mike is gone again.
Little Bow Wow.
I think he keeps the sounds in his crotch.
No.
Just watching the video.
No, there's a bag under his desk he picks them up from.
That's funny because I keep all of my little noises in a vault.
How's that?
That's great. Good. That I is like really that. Great.
Back to the show. What were you saying?
So I stayed up a little late playing the game, and when I woke up, I said, oh my God, I got to get going. And
to no one in particular, he says.
Well, no, Shannon's back. So,
see, I don't picture you doing that based on your track record for punctuality. I picture you waking up and kind of going, okay.
No.
I never picture you saying, oh my God, I've got it. No, maybe you're right because you wake up late.
Yes, it's the opposite. I want maximum rest.
Right.
Maximum stress getting to work.
There is no snooze button on life, Mike.
And
I get it.
I stand up, and for the first time in a long time, I don't put on my slippers because
Jesus. Okay, Rob Petrie. Let's hear this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And aren't they big slippers?
They're UGG slippers. They're huge.
Don't they look like bare feet?
All right, so you don't put your slippers
I've
on.
I've got my David Beckham underwear on and slippers. That's all I'm wearing.
I have got such a rager right now.
And I mean, actually no slippers this morning, but that's usually how I wake up if you want to know my routine.
I'm sure everyone does.
And I don't put on my slippers because I want to run quickly to brush my teeth, wash my face, no time for a shower.
Right.
And since I don't have my slippers on, I'm walking on this 1840s, 1830s floor, right?
That has been sanded down so many times, Mike. It is essentially
it's paper thin.
Like construction paper.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
And my second step, I feel what is basically, it's like a razor cutting into my foot, right?
Oh.
And
so you've got a sliver, like a nasty, the sliver of slivers.
The sliver of slivers, something you would get on a deck.
Is a sliver different than a splinter?
What?
Is a sliver different than a splinter?
I would say.
I think a sliver and a splinter are the same thing.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
But we call them slivers.
The sheer girth of the splinter is what's fascinating me. Because I sat there and I said, well, it's 8:43. Do I have time to take this out or not? And I
said, immediately blood?
No, it's just jammed in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good clean sliver.
Yes.
All right. Zoom.
I said, Shannon, wake up. We need to triage this immediately. So Shannon's like, what do you mean? I said, don't have time for this. Showtime. Go get your tweezers, right?
Mm-hmm.
She comes back.
So she's got tweezers in the house standing by?
She's got tweezers everywhere for eyebrows. Who knows what she tweezes these days?
That's right. Yeah, women tweeze.
Yes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. She first comes back with what looked to be like salad tongs. And I said, no, we're going to need a little more precise than that because there's different variations of tweezers apparently.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Different gauges.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit there on the bed. I start squeezing my foot with this huge splinter in it, and the tip pops out. And when the tip pops out, you're like, yes!
Yeah, because you can pull the whole thing out.
You could hypothetically pull the whole thing out, right?
Right.
And
heavy construction in Glover Park.
Yes! And I'm mother effing these floors the entire time, right?
Now hold it. Are you able to tell? The tip that exposed, is that the tip that went in or the tip of the end?
That's very important.
It is, because we're talking grain here.
Yes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I start thinking, I said, all right, which way should we approach this? Should we cut the other end out? And she said, no, maybe we should get a needle and then poke it out.
Right? Oh my God, this is my grandfather all over again. If you came home with a diagnosis of tuberculosis, he would get a needle and methylate. And he'd say, I can fix it. One time his wife hid from him when he went to get the methylate because he loved to make things sting. And he would never use a tweezers. He would use a needle to dig it out.
So,
yeah, you'd put a needle in flame to sanitize it. And
yeah, and also
dig in
make
there.
It hurt more. A hot right. needle. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've never used this needle bit you're talking about, but if we do
it
this
might
correctly.
Be a sort of a backwoodsy cure, if you if you'll pardon me painting with a broad
brush.
So she's
going to take the needle to it?
She's attempting to, but God bless her. She can do handstands and do all
let
kinds
explain,
of crazy poses.
Let me explain what's going on here, because I've done this before.
Yes.
What you're doing essentially is digging a needle trench
yes.
through your flesh. You're digging the start.
So
you're basically
yes.
hoeing out flesh to dig in where the wood part is.
Mike,
so
the
doesn't
splinter.
Belong.
The splinter is El Chapo. And you're letting it escape via a flesh tunnel.
You're tunneling out the wood from the 1800s,
right.
from the 1700s.
Exactly.
That's you've got 1700
no, 18,
wood in
it's
your
It's 1820, but the floor technically would be older than that, right?
You've got well, yeah. Civil War era wood
yes.
in your foot.
Which is great, because she's using Civil War technology to remove
right.
it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put you down.
That's what they used to say to me at American University. Hey, that's Civil War era wood.
Yeah.
Exactly,
that's
ladies.
Right.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sponsored by Bud Light. We're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this is really painful.
Where did
really?
It go in on your foot?
The ball of my like.
Okay, so not the heel and not the
yeah,
arch.
Enough though to say I can't leave this in and go to work.
Understood.
Right? Because it just would be too uncomfortable.
Looking like Walter Brennan.
Yes. How you doing there? That'll fix him. They got a big long splinter right in him. That'll take care of it. Yes, sirree boy. That'll fix him up.
She finally trenches it out.
I brought you some dynamite.
And
so she digs it out with the pin.
I thank her for that.
Any blood yet?
Starts bleeding at the end when we finally pull it out.
Oh, boy.
And I said to her, I said, not so bad, right? Not so bad. Like, pretty impressed. Didn't even know this right. could work this way. And she said, I probably get a splinter every other week when you're not here on this floor.
In that floor, horrible floor.
Yes.
You need to take that floor, get rid of it, get that original floor, lift it up and put it. You could put it down yourself.
Mike, this is the issue. A, everyone we've talked to has said either keep it or replace it, right?
Right.
But everybody
what
that's.
What else are you going to do?
No.
But either that, well, there was that one guy that said, put in a trapeze.
Yeah. But they both have compelling arguments to keep it or replace it.
Compelling right. and thrilling arguments.
The right. the one guy that says keep it, it says this is value to the home.
What does Tony say?
Tony says, burn it down. Why did you buy this house? And mind you, when they gave me the quote for the floors,
yes,
it is. So dirt cheap because I have such little square footage.
Yeah, there's almost no wood to do it.
There's no wood to do it, right?
Right.
So the idea of keeping the floors to either A, repair them
mm-hmm.
or to replace them,
right?
It's not cost prohibitive. It's just what is the real value?
Yeah. What if you were to get some sort of rug?
Well, that's what I said. I said, Shannon.
I think the value is not carving your feet up on your floor. That's the
value. Well, I didn't know that Shannon was walking around.
Yeah, because based on her statistics, like, you're about 9 weeks away from her having any foot left.
And it's not healthy, right? Because there could be anything in those floors, and you could get like a tetanus.
She might
infection.
Get tetanus.
So, tetanus. But I didn't know tetanus. She was having these issues. But she has
tetanus.
Been, she yeah. hasn't been telling me this because she knows how much I hate these floors. So she didn't want right. to compound
the floors.
The
sound like crap. The floors sound like they've been
they're flat. flaking, Mike. Nobody's boy should be flaking.
It's so great that people have things in their lives that they hate, and one of the things that Oscar hates is a floor.
A floor.
I hate that floor.
But, but the square footage of your house, it's not all that. Is this the floor on the main level or up in the bedroom?
The floor in, no, it's the walkway from, well, it's the entire floor on the second level.
Okay.
But both floors are falling apart. Don't get me wrong. Right now, Shannon asked me the other day, she goes, why do we have spiders in our house? And I said, because of the big holes in our floor downstairs that have dirt underneath them. And she goes, oh, really?
So what is the floor that really needs to be addressed? Is it the bedroom floor primarily? Because that's the one that you slip
second room,
in,
that's
right?
That's the one I'd like to walk on barefoot and not question my life.
Okay, so that's the one. How much square foot? We're talking about, could you pull that off yourself? Could you put the new flooring on?
I would say roughly upstairs, there's less than 300 square feet. I could do that.
That's like the sample pot that they show at Home Depot. The little square of wood that says, do you want oak? Here's 300 square feet to let you know how it looks like.
Exactly.
That's nothing.
You could knock that out. Especially with Harry Homeowner, you learn to do all that crap on YouTube.
But I guess my question to you is, and I'm asking you, gentlemen, as homeowners and adults.
Right.
All right? Is there real value in keeping those old floors?
No.
No, not. No. I don't think at that size, and I don't think if they're in that condition.
But you can. I just got to apparently sand them down. And
I think
them,
if you sand them down, you're going to start seeing rafters.
Like a vintage window with the original glass. Yes. Original door. Yes.
Radiators.
Original something you can tweak up and caulk. Radiators. Yes.
That haunts me to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter at all.
Why is that?
You want to know why it doesn't matter? Because you have gangrene.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My girlfriend's wonderful, though. I listen to everything my girlfriend says. I don't mean she bosses me around. I just listen to everything she says because before I had a girlfriend, I never had someone who's always standing next to me who can just point out obvious things that are happening. Like, we'll be in a restaurant and my girlfriend will be like, you ordered your food an hour ago. It should be here by now. And I'm like, yeah, it should. It's like having a lawyer for everyday life. She'll be like, the bus driver shouldn't talk to you that way. And I'm like, no, he shouldn't. And now when I'm not with my girlfriend, you can still do anything to me. I will tolerate any treatment. Like, I'll book a ticket on some garbage airline. You know, I don't want to name an actual airline, so let's just make one up. Let's call it, like, Delta Airlines. So I'll book a ticket on Delta Airlines. And I'll show up at the airport. And I go, can I get on the plane now, please? And they go, no, it's delayed 9 hours. And I go, okay. And then I go to the bathroom. And then I come out of the bathroom and I go, any updates? And they go, yeah, we took off while you were in the bathroom because we hate you. Now take this meal voucher that doesn't work. Go fetch. And I go, okay. And I go over to the Wolfgang Puck Express and I go, can I have a sandwich, please? And they go, no. And I go, okay. And they go, you're a little fat girl, aren't you? And I go, no. And they go, say it. And I go, I'm a little fat girl. And then I go over to the Delta help desk, which is an oxymoron. And I go, can I please go home on an airplane? And they go, no. In fact, we're going to frame you for murder. And you're going to go to jail for 30 years. And I go, why are you doing this to me? And they go, because we're Delta Airlines. But with my girlfriend, she would just be like, let's see if Southwest has any flights. So it's better.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredible, loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Is it still Wide Open Wednesday?
Is it?
The way we do it?
It's all day.
Mike, I turn on the light. I could turn on the light if the lines are locked. Those are the rules.
Right.
You can reach us at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's official. The light is not on.
We've got two calls.
I cancel it.
Canceled. I'm sorry. Yes, less listener engagement. That's what I've always wanted.
They haven't earned it.
Now there's three.
Do you think it would help if we were to play the theme song to Wide Open Wednesday?
Yes.
Hold on, wait. You have a... He didn't wait. I said hold on. He didn't want to hold on.
It's his own little show.
He can't let
his
little
show
he does for
himself.
Won't do anything to get me more calls, but he'll play his little jingle.
He's the inner cookie.
He wants to. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, he's the cream filling, Mike.
Yep.
We love you as a listener.
Hey, are you...
Now you're playing two songs. What's going on with the audio here?
Well,
I'm hearing like five different things.
We played the jingle, but I know that we have a commercial coming up, and you want to have music behind the commercial.
Oh.
So we're back to Delta Lady.
There's a lot going on.
Welcome to the show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. Whether your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, exercise more, or stress less, here's a tip to help you succeed. Sleep better. Most Americans don't get the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, and science proves getting more sleep makes it easier to achieve and keep your other resolutions. That's why I use the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side. So it's the perfect bed for couples. Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust for optimal slumber. I love mine. You will love yours. And thank you for letting me know when you get one.
Yes.
I love that. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. I actually tweaked it up, made a little foam last night. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number score was a 90. And I feel great. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at only $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you lock the front door and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. No, just fill out the little thing they give you.
Yeah, it's a card.
Where we're mentioned and, oh my God, that's in my eyes.
Lines are locked.
Let's take a phone call. I'm Wide Open Wednesday right now at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Mike. It's Sharon Bailey over here on Delmarva.
Sharon
Bailey in Delmarva. She's a great gal in Delmarva. Having great days, great nights. She's the one that they all like. Sharon Bailey and Delmarva.
Oh, nice tune, Mike.
Nice.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You saved me from a trip from going into D.C. today, so I'm very happy about it. I didn't have to go in. But neither here nor there.
How did we save you from a trip into D.C.?
Yeah, what do we do?
That doesn't make sense.
I started heading over there this morning. I had a meeting for work, and they canceled it, so I don't have to fight the motorcade. And
nice.
Oh, perfect.
Around,
so you said it's open line Wednesday. I'm not going to go to work.
Wednesday.
I'm going to call the show.
Well,
exactly.
we won't ask how long the commute was, because if we did that, we'd have to specify where you are calling from. And when you mentioned Delmarva, which is, that three-state area, God knows.
I know you love it when I do that, but quite frankly, I've covered all of it today. So I started in Delaware. I went across the bridge in Annapolis. I am now sitting in Kent Island. So if you must know by exact location, GPS says I'm sitting in front of the Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
We probably had the discussion before. I actually used to reside on Kent Island, Maryland.
Yeah, you did.
I lived on the Eastern Shore, and I will tell you, when you talk about development gone wild, I moved away from there years and years and years ago. I went back to a friend's party, my friend George Katrumpas. And
right, the Brothers Katrumpas.
The Brothers Katrumpas, and I could not recognize where I lived.
Wow.
Because the houses have been configured in such a way and put up in such a
aggressive rapid manner,
way
that I
couldn't even
I remember when we were doing photographs of places of your past.
Yes.
And we got as close to Kent Island as Annapolis. And I said, should we go to Kent Island? And you said, no. Instead, we just took a picture of you pointing where Kent Island was.
Yes.
Pointing at the bridge.
That's right. It's over there.
I live over
exactly.
there. I lived over there. Yes.
So I had a couple of questions, or a couple of points, actually. One easy one. I don't normally listen to the Ustream, but I flipped it on when I was coming in, and you guys just intruded in with John Mulaney. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, and if you've already said this before, I apologize, but if you get Pony Boy excited, doesn't he sound like John Mulaney?
Yeah, I would say that. I would think so, yeah.
Great call. He does.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm tracking with that one.
Well, because he doesn't get excited that much, so you probably can't catch it.
No, but if you keep talking about those squid and the tentacles, he might get there.
By the way, like Pony Boy, those giant squid, I was you know, on my little YouTube channel today. They can get to be 100 feet long. They actually showed they showed an ocean... A freighter, not a freighter, but one of those fishing vessels. A frigate, no, a fishing vessel. One of those big ocean ships that were as
like
long
the Asian
as that.
Ones.
Wow, it's pretty incredible.
Asian.
Yeah, so I wanted to just touch base about your trip. I actually went on a cruise right before the holidays with my 12-year-old, now 13-year-old daughter. And,
good for you.
Because I was a bad girl at the bad place and indulged in too much drink, she grounded me. But we had this wonderful little side trip to Atlantis, which, of course, cost an arm and a leg for a day trip.
Yes.
So I spent my whole day as a hangover.
Hold on, let me get the sound effect for Atlantis.
That's
there we
it.
Are. Thank you.
That's their jingle.
Hey, exactly. welcome to Atlantis.
Where am I? My kids' meal hangover meal is $10 at the little shack outside, so that was about as good as I could get. But
That's a great deal. That's a great deal for Atlantis. That's an incredible deal.
You had to find it between the seven different pools, and then I like the rapid river thing. That was kind of cool.
Did you go down that water slide? I've seen it on TV multiple times.
No. We stood at the end of it, and I just watched people flipping through there.
Oh, because you were hungover.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually, believe it or not, in my depleted condition, I was actually toying with the idea when Mrs. O'Mara said, "You're not going on that. You will hurt yourself. You somehow will hurt." I said, it's water. It's a slide.
Water.
What's not to like? But she didn't let me do that.
Yeah,
so.
If it's any consolation, it costs $250 in the off-season, mind you. Too that their off season didn't kick in until Christmas Day or the day before or something like that. So just to walk around for 6 hours and
that is brutal.
By the way, they cleared the kiddie pool at one point, and I was my usual out of itself, and I asked Ms. Omer, I said, what are they? It's like 10:15 in the morning. What are they getting everybody out of the pool? Kid did a little dingo.
Oh,
right
no.
Yeah. But we used it as an excuse to get out of there.
Sure.
All right, guys. Well, I'll let you go. I just want to make sure Rob didn't have to take his shirt off, so we were all calling him.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Sweet. Thank you from Delmarva, and have a wonderful day. And we hope, for your sake, you never have to commute into D.C.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, bye.
That is a long commute from Delaware.
It is.
Yes. Let's take another phone call on Wide Open Wednesday with the lines open at 888-920-6673. Hello, this is Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing today? What can we do for you? Who's this?
Well, Happy New Year, TMOS. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California.
Chucko!
Yes!
Chucko the Clown,
Happy
one of my
New
favorite
Year.
Callers. One of my favorite callers. How you doing? How are the performances going, Chucko?
Well, you know, Mike, it's been kind of a tough year so far. The circus closes.
Yes.
But the good news is my show has premiered on the FX network.
Woo! That is so exciting.
Yeah!
Then plug away, Chucko. Please plug away on the FX network. Please do.
Well, you know Baskets.
Yes.
Sure.
He's a clown from Bakersfield, California.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Chip Baskets.
Played by Zach Galifianakis.
He trained in Paris, France, and I've been to Paris, France.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And I have a horse.
So
that's
in your
exciting.
Delusional clown mind, what you've done is you've married yourself to this Emmy Award-winning show when, in fact, the only connection you have is a series of vague coincidences.
Now, wait a minute, Rob. Just wait 1 minute.
All right.
Rob doesn't like clowns, Chucko. Sorry.
Did they just, out of thin air, pick Bakersfield, California, where I reside?
No, they picked Bakersfield because it's a sad city.
That's terrible.
That is.
Chucko, I guess the easiest way to really solve this problem and to resolve this argument would be to find out, are you getting any royalty checks from Baskets?
Question. Yes.
Well, I have a check to cash today, Mike.
Is it from the production company for FX that's making this television program?
Why do you have to be so technical, Mike?
Sorry about that, Chucko. Sorry, Chucko.
It's from a corporation called AEG. Do you know who AEG is?
AEG.
That's an investment firm.
Yeah, right?
No, it's not an investment firm.
What is that?
It's the company that runs Staples Center.
Oh, okay. Really? Right. Did you perform
AEG that Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guys that killed Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm.
So, Chucko, you performed at the Staples Center, and that's why they gave you a check?
Well, they have a subsidiary center here in Bakersfield, California.
What's that called? What's that venue, that fantastic venue called?
Well, that's called the San Joaquin Ice Center.
Oh. No. So I got a rink, right?
There's a rink there. There's a rink.
See, it all comes together for me because can I just ask you guys one thing?
And it might be
a great idea, actually.
Go ahead.
You know, I've been really enjoying your shows, but I think you guys are getting a little bit too into your own lives, and I know that we all enjoy that.
Yeah,
but sometimes
what a shame.
You need a little bit more entertainment.
Of course we do, Chuck.
And I know how well this will go, because anytime any listener recommends something, you guys just kind of turn it off. But I'm
no, we
do
don't.
Anyway.
No, we're open-minded, Chuck. Lay it on us.
We listen more than we ever have before.
Well, I figured a couple of weeks ago you had your aviation week. I mean, you had Joel Rogers on.
Right, right.
And then, Mike, you had your incident with the feminazi on the flight.
Yes.
And then you had this horrendous flight from the Bahamas back to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So this is directed at Oscar.
Yes.
And what this has to do with are three things: mystery, a plane, and Bolivia.
Ah.
Wow. Well, get to the point,
Oscar,
Chucko. We want to know. What is it?
And form it in a question. What am I talking about?
A lost version, but instead of an island, it's in Bolivia.
No.
Oh.
Oscar, I thought you would know this because everybody in Bolivia know this, but it's been a long time since you've been there. You probably just don't know about it.
I'm dying of curiosity, Chucko. Get to the point.
The ill-fated flight of Flight 980, which was an Eastern flight, in January 1st, 1985.
Oh, it crashed into Illimani, right? If I'm not mistaken?
That's right. It crashed into Illimani.
Yes.
What's Illimani?
It's the mountain in La Paz, Bolivia.
Oh, okay.
It's a very high mountain. It's a mountain that's
hence the crash.
Yeah, look at that recall right here from the old brain.
Shame it was so tall, Mike. Otherwise, the plane might have landed.
Well, I just have a recommendation. I know you guys won't probably take it very far, but there was an article in Outside Magazine in November about two mountaineers that climbed Illimani, which is like 20,000. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. The city is 10,000 feet above sea level. That is 20,000 feet above sea level.
Man, they got snow on the tip and everything. That is one tall mountain.
Big meat.
And they found the flight recorder because it's in a glacier up that high, and the snow started melting, and they found the flight recorder. And right now, the NASTB or whatever it is trying to figure out what happened to that flight. And why
that's actually fascinating, Chucko.
What's fascinating? Is why the F is Chucko the clown? Shut up for a second, Chucko. Turn him down. Why is Chucko talking about a plane crash in a million years ago in Bolivia?
I can answer that. What? He's warming up his new monologue. Shush.
He's still talking.
He's still going.
This is a monologue he's testing for his next kids' party.
Oh,
where he comes and he talks about the death of people at a mountain.
At the rink.
Yeah, at the rink. Now, do you think when he was performing at the rink, his act included the phrase, "I have popcorn for sale, I have peanuts for sale"? I'm going to bring up the fader. Do you think he's still talking?
Let's see.
Can I just... you guys cut me off. Can I end right now? Can I
yes,
do it?
Yes. Can you?
One joke?
Yes.
Go ahead.
One joke.
Go ahead.
This is a joke from a clown.
This is an old Don and Mike joke. I got to admit that I was on the air and did this joke, but I think it's really hilariously funny.
All right, go ahead.
Please
go
just
ahead,
give me a little follow-up at the end before you cut me off.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. Every time my red nose falls off, do you know who I feel like?
Who?
Who?
Michael Jackson. Too soon? He's dead.
Bye, Chucko. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you.
Christ.
That's terrific. That's Wide Open Wednesday, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
He's a clown.
Fantastic.
Did he bring 1 ounce of positive energy to the air? No.
That's clowns, Rob. We can't do anything about it. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Sound of the river, you're
stopping you. Hey there, this is Katie. Listen to our special episode all about empowering women. Shannon, honey, if you need help, blink twice or tap your nose. I'm here for you. This week, we recap my trip to the Women's March on Washington on an all-new Cake and Cookies.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What a wonderful time to be a podcasting enthusiast. Tis truly podcasting's golden age. Tis the time for the 2017 TMOS bonus package. Tis now more than ever. Tis have you not heard the Tis bonus package? Tis open your ears, Tis jackass. Tis you see each week, Tis we record a sixth episode of Tis the Show. Tis uncensored, Tis commercial free. Tis yours. If you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package, you get a full access, or a full access. How about Italian? You get a full access.
Tis great.
Of all the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages when you subscribe. You'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So, whether you want to buy it, give it, or tis your time to renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. For only pennies a day, you can live it up like Mr. Big Shot.
Tis great to be a big shot.
Tis great to support the show. Tis great to get the extra laughs. Tis great to enjoy the uncensored fun.
Tis a great way to feel good inside.
The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
That was an Irish book, wasn't it? Tis? Wasn't that the sequel to that other? Yeah. It was. Yes, I read it. We both read it.
Yes, there once was a girl from Nantucket.
No, that's not the book.
No, there once was a man from Nantucket.
That's
anyway,
right.
Welcome back to the show. Back to gaming for me. Went and got the Slim. I've got it.
It's
I played Far Cry yesterday, Xbox Far Cry 4.
Slim. Xbox Slim.
Yes, Xbox Slim. How are you? Nice to see you. My name is Xbox Slim. Welcome to the world of gaming. Thanks for the message, Mac. Let me go to my Facebook
Mac messaged you?
Oh, did he ever?
Oh, man.
I hate when that happens.
I heard about this late last night, and I thought to myself, mistake.
Was it Enthusiastic Mac? That's the worst Mac of all.
It was Enthusiastic Mac.
I hate Enthusiastic Mac.
The message that I
got. You're in his world.
Yeah.
That's his domain.
I'm not feeling lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. He likes the gaming.
He does.
You think he has a fan on in his room on his face while he games?
Yes, he does. He has a fan, and also he has a hired young boy that fans him manually.
Well, speaking of young boys, I turn in rather early, and I think probably 9:30-ish last night.
Because you got to wake for the baby.
That's right.
I was away from the computer at 9:10 when this missive arrived at my computer.
By Canary.
Let me see if I can work up my best agitated, excited save you from a fire Macintosh.
Like Code Red Mountain Dew Mac.
That's right.
Here we go. Gotta turn my mic up.
He's been taking a beating all year long.
Yeah, his whole life.
Do not listen to Oscar.
Oh, God.
Do not get an Xbox. Get a PlayStation 4. And get the game, The Last of Us, remastered, which is only available for the PlayStation. It is by far the best game I have ever played.
Wow.
Far Cry. Is available for the PS4 as well, if you want to go back to that series. And like the wind, he was gone.
You know, the thing that is so troubling about that, not that he's reaching out to you, which we've told him, don't do that.
No direct connects.
Also,
no direct messages to the boss.
He's not learning, because what happened...
I love getting them. I do.
About a week and a half ago, he put his ass on the line by saying to Oscar, and I quote, "You don't need Todd anymore."
Yes.
And now he's saying to you, ignore Oscar. Yeah. He is really, you know what? We've built this boy up. We must tear him down.
Is the word nad, is that what you use?
He was a gadfly and a nad.
Okay,
yes, yeah.
So Mac is such a nad that even in this world, Mike, in this world.
Hello, Mr. Rob. No, Mr. Rob, I expect you to die.
Mike is holding up a copy of Far Cry.
Hours of fun I will have with you, Jose.
For his Xbox Slim.
And there is a German blonde gentleman on the front of it, and he's voicing it.
Yeah. He's even funnier than that voice. When you get into it.
Gentlemen, at the end of each game that I play on Overwatch, right? On my PC.
As he's getting dressed.
Yes, as I'm getting dressed with a splinter in my foot. At the end of each game, they give you an MVP, basically.
Sure.
A power ranking. You can vote for the most valuable player. And they show players from each team because you're playing against another team online. Yeah. Every time that Matt comes up as player of the game, usually the people you're playing with they vote for the player of the game on their team.
Sure.
He is so hated online for his gaming and his attitude, which is really... It reflects the tone of his message to you, Michael. Yeah,
is he antagonistic?
He's
towards
so
other players?
Hated and so cocky. His own players won't vote for him when he's nominated.
Is he good at the game, though?
He's great at the game. But if you dedicated a year of your life to a game, you would also be great at it, right? Yeah.
1/20th of your life you've spent doing that.
That's Mac.
Counting
That's
sleep.
Mac.
But he's
so this is so mind blowing because remember, Mac came into our lives. Really, that he would make a snail look like an extrovert.
He was a mute.
Yeah, he was mute. Yep. And now he's opinionated and hated. He
but
didn't used to have enough charisma to even generate any emotion.
But wait, Rob, he was like this. He's not like this in the gaming world because of us or his association
with
us.
We're just finding out.
He's been the, pardon the pun, Mac Daddy of this gaming world for quite some time,
but,
has he not?
Yes, but here's the problem. Is as he's become more comfortable around us, and as Oscar has let him into his, God forbid, personal life, some of the Mac Daddy is trickling in. And I don't like seeing this aspect of him in the show setting because...
So he's getting rough to deal with.
Yeah.
He's also getting cocky. And a real question was posed to me online.
He's getting to be a blabbermouth.
Someone said... someone asked me, a listener that... I'm engaging with listeners.
Sure.
Listener asked, hey, Oscar, does it... No, he didn't say it to me, but he was obviously talking to me, right?
Okay.
There's just six people in this conversation. And he says, what does it feel like for people to know intimate and private moments of your life? Well, do you ever get used to that? And before I had a chance to answer, Max said, at first it was strange, but now I understand that, like, I'm on a big show.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I was at the Michael Maris show a lot. Like, he thought.
I love him.
They're asking. And he went on this soliloquy about how famous he is and how at the live show everybody was asking him about his life.
How do we get the toothpaste back in the tube?
Would he not be one of our most well-known interns, though?
He is beloved.
He is beloved.
Yeah. He is truly beloved.
High opinion of himself, let me tell you.
But you're telling he's starting to read his own press. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Before long, he won't be able to get along with his brother, the tennis instructor.
That's true. You know what? I love the guy. And he cares. But he's the ship has sailed. Unfortunately, I bought the Xbox and lost
Will you
some
reply
time.
To that? Was that an email that you got?
Or a Facebook message.
Yeah. Will you reply to it or will you promptly delete it?
Well, let me just reply to it right now.
Can you reply in such a way that you sort of set things right?
Or just write, who is this?
Yeah, that would be the best.
New computer.
I don't recognize the name or the face.
New computer, who is this?
Who is this?
Hold on. All right, three words, here we go.
If someone ever wrote me that, that'd be so painful.
This could get me in trouble, but I'm writing this for the good of the show.
Yeah,
right?
Please do.
I said it. I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
And then you should add to that, you don't need Oscar.
You have me.
You have me, Mike O'Mara.
Then I wrote four words.
Oh.
I don't mean it.
No.
Sorry.
He's confused now.
I don't know what's going on.
But you engage personally with him. And that'll make him happy.
Hey,
Mike,
let me show you the man who's got the head on his... there it is.
How many minutes were you able to log before your son realized you weren't...
Spent the whole afternoon doing
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, about 11 minutes.
Now, is there a plot to this game?
Well, no. You just walk around this... fantasy island, and you shoot things. You
smiles, everyone. Rescue, smiles.
You rescue hostages from this guy, this bad guy.
Right, so he's a bad guy.
I don't have even in my sanctuary, and I put the game in this office where I can lock the door and I can hide away. And I literally had maybe 20 minutes tops all day because I don't have that world.
He found me.
My wife found me. I mean, yeah. I am in demand. And well, we're up on a break. When I come back, we had a major incident in the O'Mara household.
Oh, no.
This is exciting stuff. And this is the one I told you about with my little guy. I want to tell you this story. And I still don't have confirmation because of our snarky listeners as to what exactly happened. I'll tell you all about it. The snake incident when we come back on the Michael Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love magazines. I cannot function in certain parts of my house without a magazine. I don't want to go into great detail, but the fact is I love them, and I especially love getting my magazine content on my iPad thanks to Texture, because here's the great deal about Texture. For one very low price a month, you can get everything. You can get all the magazines you want. I'm talking about Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Real Simple, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping,
everything.
Glamour, Newsweek, everything. National Geographic, ESPN, Sports Illustrated. They've got it all. Esquire, my yes. Mac Daddy, my favorite. You get all of these, and you get it for one low price. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. They deliver more than magazines themselves. It's totally searchable. You can enjoy the articles you want to read, plus daily recommendations. You don't get that from a regular magazine.
No.
Exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Normally, it's $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you get a 14-day free trial, and you owe it yourself. You owe it to yourself to really try this. Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps.
Oh, yeah.
So start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Now, let me tell you about three-year-olds. They're all into trucks, and they're into creepy crawlers, and they're into all things that little boys love. And I love, even when I talk about the trip we had and how nuts he was,
right?
He doesn't like being out of the house. 2 days back in the house, he's the greatest little boy in the world.
Cool.
I love him.
He's readjusted.
Edible. He's just so adorable. I love him, love him, love him. And but he's all little boy.
Sure.
And
frogs, you know, and snails and puppy dog tails.
Yeah, and by the way, he got a balance bike, and he's tearing around the neighborhood on that, which
wow,
is fantastic.
A balance bike.
And a balance bike is
training wheels.
I think it's really designed to prep kids for a regular bicycle. And what it is a low to the ground regular bike without training wheels. And
you
don't propel it. You propel it with your feet. So you kind of go bing, bing, bing like Fred Flintstone. And then you hop on the thing and you coast for a while. And it completely preps a kid.
Makes sense.
For a bicycle.
So he's actually balancing on two wheels?
Oh, God, yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
What would our parents, what were they doing? Those mooks?
Well, my mom had a bike with a big front wheel and a small little wheel. She's
thank
older.
You to Dirk. That was a gift from for his, I think, Christmas present from Dirk. We didn't open it this week. And our friend Dirk sent that. I hope I didn't get that wrong, Carla. I believe that's who I say thank you to.
Oh, Carla knows.
And yes, she does.
She says thank you to him all the time.
She does. And so
he's just buying his time.
We're sitting there, and I will be honest with you. This is the time of year where I truly enjoy Florida weather. I love it down here. It's a little crisp in the morning, and it's beautiful in the evening. And you can sit outside, and you can enjoy, eating your evening meal al fresco. So we're sitting there, and Carla's back to having me eat healthy. Although I got busted out yesterday just a second.
Twinkies? What was it?
Like,
cupcakes?
This was the
Danish.
Quickest. I thought that I covered every one of my tracks when she went to pick Michael up at school.
Chips Ahoy.
because I was dealing with a DirecTV guy that was coming in yesterday. And
yes.
As soon as the DirecTV guy left, I was right into the kitchen and I cleaned up everything. I truly did. I sit here. I'm putting together my little game in my office. Carla arrives. I wave. Hi, guys. Nice to see you. The door opens. Carla's standing at the door. And she goes, "You want to tell me about this?"
Oh,
and
no.
She had found the jar that I had raided.
What jar was it?
A jar of some goodness. A jar of delicious goodness.
Was it a jar that you had emptied and thrown away and she found it in the trash?
No, it was a small jar about that big with about a quarter inch left.
So and, maybe ounce
it had
and a half
had about
top.
A half an inch in what?
Let so maybe an ounce top that you would
I'm not sure exactly.
A prepared food or
it is a prepared food.
Is it
it's
made
very
from
famous.
Hazelnuts?
How do you do it? What is wrong?
Because fat men know fat men. That's why.
Baby.
Is this one fat man to the next?
Yeah, baby. Because you know what? The whole, here's why.
I'm thinking.
Excuse me, sir.
You're
a
guru. You're a Kreskin.
Excuse me, sir. I got one more question for you.
Yes. Go right
No,
ahead.
Here's the deal. Is that it had to be a jarred food and something that was fast because time was of the essence. There was no preparation, and it was something that you would have eaten from the jar. Peanut butter is out of the question. You're not a peanut butter guy. So what would it be? If it was a jar, it's not like a whipped cream. It's not an ice cream. It has to have been something.
True talent.
And it was indeed the treat from across the sea made of skim milk, cocoa, and hazelnuts. It was, I present to you, Your Honor, Nutella.
You ate it out of the jar?
He's killing me. Nope. Didn't eat it out of the jar. Now okay. I will, and I will give Rob, I need to make this worth Rob's while.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't want to give too many hints here, but no, I did not eat it right out of the jar.
Okay, so put it on something.
I paired it with something. Oh, I paired it with something. Oh, and I will this is my only hint. I dipped. And by the way, when I got done dipping, it is the greatest snack in the history of sweet snacks. It's absolute the best.
It is not something that is actually savory
is
like
Nutella
a cracker.
Like peanut butter?
No, it's like a chocolate, almost like a chocolate spread.
Okay.
It's chocolate spread. You should try it sometime. Go get, someday get Oscar some Nutella and have him sample it in there.
I'm going to guess that you paired it with some sort of underly sweetened cookie, like a shortbread.
That is incorrect. I'm terribly sorry. We had from our trip, because we bought them in the airport because it's too expensive in the Bahamas, we actually bought a bag of pretzels. And
I've done this. This is a good snack.
Chocolate pretzels.
Oh, my. You made your own chocolate pretzels.
That
and
sounds
I had
pretty good.
A small bag of pretzels.
Sticks?
And no, they were actually the full little mini pretzels.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, my hands looked like seriously. I basically been No Country for Old Men. I was covered with chocolate.
Yeah, it's hard dipping when it gets to the bottom of the Nutella.
And I put
it's
the
got huge
I put
hands
the,
too.
I first of all, we had little snack size bags of the salty snacks, and I buried it in the bottom of the trash, and then I put the Nutella back right where I had found it, and I destroyed all evidence.
Yeah,
and
meanwhile,
exactly what I had
JB Fletcher, she figured you out.
She got it. Jessica Fletcher was able to bust me out and let me know that I'd had that, and
what,
I was a bad man.
Everybody has goals, Mike, and you started 2017 out. I got to get to a weight where I can actually get my hip. My other hip replaced and alleviate some of the pressure here.
It's chronic pain, Oscar. That's what I'm dealing with, chronic pain. Trying to compensate any way I can. It's the chronic pain. That's what I do.
Hey, speaking
back
of
pain,
chronic.
Even on today's show. Back pain, the latest
oh,
pain on
no.
today's show. Yes, back pain.
The
like 5
worst.
Minutes before the show started, which caught me by surprise.
Tweet
by
your back.
Doing
might be a hazelnut allergy.
But after that, and she was so delighted that she busted me. She can sometimes I don't get the punishment and I don't get the lecture because she is so pleased that she rapidly found out and she knows
that's unhealthy.
That
you know what? That's an unhealthy.
She's
thing.
Enabling.
But she. God bless her.
Or
she's
teeing herself up for Dirk.
But then a very healthy salmon.
Dirk likes
last
fruit.
Evening. We went out into the patio, and, you know, it's tough to get a three-year-old to sit in one place when you're having dinner.
True.
So Michael's running all over the little patio down here, the little lanai.
The lanai, Mike,
please.
Got,
and he runs, and suddenly he comes back, and he goes, snake, snake. And we're like, okay, the little guy, you know, he thinks everything's
he's imagining
snake, you know,
now.
And Carla goes over first, and she says, and I hear the tone, Mike.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh, my
it's
God.
Go time. Yes,
Oh my God. Oh, my. That was loud. Anyway, I say, let me get over there. And in the corner, tiny. It's probably that big. It's tiny.
It's virtually a worm.
Is a snake. But here's the difference. It is hyper aggressive. This is a tiny
aggressive?
Little baby. This is a baby snake that is coiled just like you would see
anaconda?
A regular dangerous snake.
Right.
No, I put it up on Facebook. Big
let me
mistake.
Look this up.
I put it up on Facebook, big mistake,
to
see
briefly, but...
what it was. And by the way, I said, could somebody identify this guy for me, Southwest Florida? And of course, the first person writes, snake.
Yeah, you know what you did, Mike? You essentially you went to the top of the comedy church and you rang the shtick bell because nobody gave you a decent answer.
Right. Yeah. And Donna, you know, when you make the same joke 40 other people have made, when I get 208 comments and yours comes 27 minutes ago, that's not funny, Donna. That's not funny. Thank you very much. So, yeah, it's here's the thing I believe it was, and I really do believe this. I got, let me see, someone said that this was a corn snake. Someone said this was a Florida racer, which is a breed of snake. But the one I actually looked at this, and if you look at it, it's small. It's tough to see.
Would you say it was about, I know it's hard to estimate because it was coiled. Would you say it was maybe 10 inches long?
No, it wasn't that long.
Not even that long.
It was probably, if you end to end, it was probably more like 7.
Okay.
Probably more 7 or 8 inches. I don't think it was a 10
flaccid or, you know.
Stop it.
Somebody said it was a garter snake. I believe this, and you're going to mock me for it, but because the way
when have we ever?
And the way, and by the way, it was striking. It was striking at us.
So it was like making the little jabs where like...
It was making little jabs, and I believe it was a pygmy, it was a baby pygmy rattlesnake. That's common down here in South Florida, and you can look it up, and
so before it's old enough to have the rattle on it.
It is a gray body. It had a gray body with red markings on it, and it was so small, it was hard to see. So I'm looking at it again, and I'm trying to blow up the picture.
Rob,
of
I'm
it
blowing it up because, for you.
Thank you.
Now, Pony, you're blowing up the picture. It looked to me like maybe it was the only problem when they're that small. Even with a regular pygmy rattler, you're not going to hear the rattle.
Oh,
but
yeah,
when there, it's but to even see the rattle is tough. But the snake coiled, and it did strike. And then I took the tip of my fishing pole, and we have a little drainage hole at the bottom of the lanai, and I actually was able to shepherd it out the hole that was in the lanai.
Shimmy, like God, Mike, and it's God's
like
creatures.
God, like God, like I was putting it on
like,
the ark.
Like Moses. Mike, I don't mock you because I look at the markings and
the markings
fact that it was striking
of a jungle cat.
The fact gray and red.
It's not
now
a
look
jungle
up pygmy,
cat.
Look up pygmy rattlesnake. And compare.
Remember when he was on
colors.
WHFS?
Hey, it's Pygmy Rattlesnake. How you? Man, he wore the best cowboy hat.
He did.
He was fantastic. But he always smelled like beer and ass.
Yeah, that's right. That's, well, he didn't bathe a lot because he was all about the good program. Pygmy Rattlesnake.
It's Pygmy Rattlesnake. But I'm trying to see if anybody said, Bill Osborne, thank you for telling me it's a snake. I appreciate that.
A snake that big, if you're 3, it might as well be an anaconda.
Well, but a snake is horrifying to see in action because the way it moves doesn't like subscribe to the rules
but
of nature.
It's a little
the
unnatural.
The three-year-old,
saved
no
you.
No false alarm, legitimate sighting, alerted the whole house. I got the thing off the back deck, even though it was teeny tiny. I have no idea, you know, whether it's
I don't think
or
the
not.
Patterns match, Mike.
Yeah.
The skin patterns
I
are different.
I disagree.
You don't think it's a pygmy rattler?
I think it
based
is.
Based on what I'm seeing.
I think it is, and simply because the pigment would change as the rattlesnake matures.
First of all, Oscar, please spell pygmy correctly.
Oh, damn
it's
it.
It's P-I-G-M-Y.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I put P-Y-G-M-Y, I thought.
P-Y-G-M-Y might be right.
Isn't
yeah.
it P-Y-G-M-Y?
But I know it doesn't end I-E. Okay, pygmy rattlesnake.
Now, look at that thing. Same pictures.
No, but you see, Mike, here's the deal. The picture you took... The pattern connects almost like a checkerboard.
Oh, exactly. Great point.
And these patterns, though similar, are spots.
They disconnect.
And they're too rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't think maybe it's like a...
A gardener snake.
Yeah, it's a gardener snake, Mike. Yes. It comes in and plants strawberries.
Yeah.
garter snake?
Yeah.
Is it gardener?
Garter snake.
Oh, well, it's gone now. I checked this morning first thing out of the
I thought it was a gardener because it was in the garden.
No. In that case, it would probably be a garden snake because a gardener snake would actually plant.
Which is vicious.
Which neither are vicious.
No, they're not vicious. So
they're benign.
What rattlesnakes? Are they vicious?
Yes, and poisonous.
Yes, of course rattlesnakes are vicious. That's, I mean, come on
dead
now.
In
again,
like 10
I'm a city guy. I'm not an outdoor guy.
No, you wouldn't be dead in 10 minutes, and they probably wouldn't have enough venom at that size to cause any real problem. But, you know.
But still, the thing that troubles me is the fact that it was striking. That doesn't seem...
It was like coiled up like you would see in a movie.
Yeah.
It was actually doing that. It was coiled up. But I guess any snake, if it felt
scared. Oh, look at this picture. This might give Mike's theory a little more credence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really overanalyzed this.
No, but still. The patterns are different.
Yeah, that's even less like the one in the picture. Yeah.
I like that little Michael's like Beastmaster, though.
The coloring was gray and red.
Mm-hmm. I like that little Michael wasn't scared.
Nope.
He was more excited about
it. But he immediately alerted the family.
And he knew.
That is
so
smart.
You have to tell people, like, stranger danger, whether it's a snake or it's a person.
That's right.
It's my little guy. Save
Diego.
The entire family.
Diego, to ruin the show here.
Here
welcome,
go.
Diego.
Show killer.
Go ahead, Diego. What do you want?
Question for you, Mike. Did you notice a weird smell with the snake?
Oh.
No, I did
odor.
Not. Why?
Because I'm looking up the checkered garter snake, and it says that it releases a foul-smelling liquid for its attackers.
Ooh,
no, it does not.
Juggy.
I did not. Yeah, as a matter of fact, but it was late in the day, so that could have been coming from me. Hey, thank you, Diego. See, you set me up for a nice comedy bit there. That's great.
I try.
See, and the blind squirrel found the acorn.
He might be learning.
Yes, we'll take a break. And,
year 8.
Thank you to my son. Save the family.
Save your
Beastmaster.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a slideration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon.com. It's the be-all, end-all shopping experience. Think of it, one website, accessible from anywhere, that sells everything. Never waste time, never waste money. Just go straight to Amazon and access it through our TMOS portal, Rob Spiewak.
I asked my doctor, what's the best way to get my voice back, even if it's like a homespun cure? And he said, do you have a Korean grocery store in your neighborhood? I said, strangely, I do not. And he said, they have a Korean cure, and it is something called citron, which is actually that weird stuff in fruitcake that you can't identify.
Yes.
They slice it thin and soak it in honey, and then you take a scoop of it and dissolve it in hot water. It's kind of like a Korean tea.
Right.
And I said, well, I don't know where to get that. That's not in my Giant. And I went on Amazon. They had 18 places you could buy it.
Did you go ahead and order
yes,
it?
Yes. Why do you think I sound better today?
Yeah.
Oh, so you actually have ordered it, you've taken it, and now it's working.
Yes. Thank you, Amazon. I have my voice back.
I mean, I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating this. Did we not all say to Rob today, pretty amazing turnaround in 24 hours?
Take a day. If you can't come in tomorrow, we understand.
Amazing.
And he's like, oh, I'm back, baby.
Well,
that's all Amazon. Way to go, Rob. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to TMOS, already in progress or so.
News.
Michael Jackson was murdered.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know he was sick.
No
way. That's what his daughter Paris believes, anyway.
Oh,
in a new interview with Rolling Stone, she says, quote, it's obvious. All arrows point to that. It sounds like a total conspiracy theory, and it sounds like bull, but all real fans and everybody in the family knows it. It was a setup. It was bull. And she used the word. All she'd say when asked who did it was, quote, a lot of people. But she added that she's out for revenge and or justice. Quote, it's a chess game, and I'm trying to play the chess game the right way. And that's all I can say about that right now.
Does she know what chess is?
You know,
and
I don't
she's more like a Chinese checkers.
And
chick.
Have you seen the movie This Is It, where you look at the man and he looks like death walking?
And was again.
It's sad. I don't know how true it is. I think this is somebody that's got issues. Obviously, how
I'm sure she's
not?
Trying to find some
Let
sort
me finish
of
the story. Yeah. Wait, she sorry. Definitely blames Dr. Conrad Murray for Michael's dependence Conrad on propofol. Murray. She's also not happy with AEG Live, the company that was going to promote the final.
Oh, Chucko's employer.
Chucko, that's right. Well, they're the company that was going to promote his final This Is It concerts. Mm-hmm. Here's the quote. They don't treat their performers right. They drain them dry and they work them to death. She added that Michael saw it coming. Quote, he would drop hints about people being out to get him. And at some point he was like, they're going to kill me one day. Well, that could be showbiz paranoia, just like Elvis had and all the other big stars. And maybe it's like filtered down to the daughter.
And I don't blame the daughter for trying to find something more reasonable than the fact that he died from an OD, because right. that makes the father the villain. But, yeah. I mean, all signs don't point to that. And you know what I read about Michael Jackson now in two or three different places is that his voice like this that he always used in public was yeah. absolutely put on, and that when he was behind the scenes and in business, he used a lower, more forceful voice to get his
really?
Way. Yes. Isn't that wild?
Wow, that's genius. Yeah.
That's weird. The Pittsburgh Steelers got one game away from the Super Bowl this year, and that may have been good enough for Ben Roethlisberger. In an interview yesterday, he refused to commit to next season. He said, we got a lot of Steelers fans that listen to this show.
Sure.
Yeah.
His quote was, I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate, to consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season if there's going to be a next season at all. He added, quote, you want to be able to leave this game walking out of it and in a healthy spot. Can agree with him there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be quote unquote carted out. You know, you do what you don't want to leave this game and be worse for the wear. Ben will be 35 in March. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin isn't freaking out about it. He says, quote, I'm not alarmed by it. That's football. Obviously, I'm hopeful he returns. But, you know, you got to understand, 35, you're in the football game.
Yeah, how many times have you been hit?
Kill you every single week, perhaps, you know, not
and more information is more power for these athletes. And, Mike, we've had our friend Dominic on the program.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He could Scary. Have continued playing, but he decided that he needed to retire after really working with NFLPA and realizing, man, like, there's a lot at stake here.
Big Ben needs to get out, and so he can be safe for riding his motorcycle without a helmet.
He did
that. Oh, man, that was his. Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember that?
You never forget. You
don't
forget.
What a dummy.
If you want to know, though, I mean, because really, I think this film was magnificent and swept by without any American paying attention. The movie is Concussion.
Mm-hmm. Great film.
If you want to get a little peek into what these guys go through, and it's still happening, watch shows like Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. You'll get a little perspective on it so you can understand these players. And like Dominique, as Oscar mentioned, the players are very much aware of this.
Yes. Of course.
I think the NFL wants to make sure that we, the fans, just go to the next Super Bowl without realizing that there are guys that are still, on a daily basis, putting themselves in jeopardy when they play this sport. It's scary. Netflix is bringing back Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yay!
Whoa! Reboot.
They're going to do it with a kind of a political twist. A new Fab Five makeover team will bring their fashion expertise to the heartland.
Aye!
Netflix says, quote, it's in a time, in a world, in a time when America stands divided and the future seems uncertain, a team of five brave men will try to bring us closer together with laughter, heart, and just the right amount of moisturizer. Queer Eye moves from the Big Apple to turn the red states pink, one makeover at a time. Whoever's doing the promo work is writing well. I laugh at that. That's great.
If I'm not mistaken, I used to watch that show. I remember
Carson
right?
Kressley.
Of course you did.
Yeah, they would go and find a guy.
Yep.
That was a kind of a schlub bachelor, and they would basically give him a makeover so he could down the chick around the corner. Right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Absolutely.
He'd prepare for a date.
What if they found a guy who was a good guy, but he loved gaming and he wore an orange sweatshirt? And could they fix him?
We're not the heartland.
You're true. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
The new season on Netflix has been canceled due to Mike McIntosh. Anyway. Production begins in the spring, and yes, it will be an entirely new Fab Five, but there might be some involvement from the original guys. You know, Carson Kressley and the four other ones nobody can name.
Carson's on The Apprentice now.
Oh, yeah, this season, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Failing. Remember when Twinkies almost went extinct? Remember we were all freaking out about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they roared back, and now they're shape-shifting. Hostess just rolled out brand new Twinkies ice cream. Yeah!
Mm. Rob's like, I wonder if they're
Let's think about this.
And they also make flavors based on Ding Dong snowballs and those cupcakes that have the cream in the middle. The regular Hostess cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
Regular, what are Ding Dongs?
The white swirl. A Ding Dong is like a ho-ho, but it's more flat and round.
Look at that.
Yep. And, yeah, a Hostess cupcake ice cream, I'd be all
in. Yeah, in for that.
The ice creams are on sale at the Dollar General stores and apparently some other random...
I don't like to buy food at anything that's called Dollar.
I'm into Ding Dongs. I've had these before.
Who isn't?
I think we need to do a taste test. We need to get some interns
out
to the Dollar store.
Hey, can you go out to CVS and give us some Ding Dongs and see what they have frozen as well?
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah. He's just hungry. Good luck tracking him down. We'll see what happens with that. But they sound delicious.
Thank
Valentine's
you.
Day is only a few weeks away, and it's probably good to have an entire day devoted to being romantic because, wow, you're not focusing on that the rest of the year. According to a new survey, the average couple only spends 7 minutes a day being romantic.
Oh, really? In a whole day?
That's a lot of time.
That can mean anything from saying nice things to each other or cuddling on the couch to getting it on. The survey also found
banging.
59% of people spend less than 10 hours a week with their significant other. We assume that means the time you're both awake and alone, so roughly an hour and a half a day. And 31% have never gone on a romantic trip together. So there
Fair.
You go.
How about, you know, how do you qualify a romantic trip? I mean, even Herndon has its plus points.
Crazy.
Shannon came back with baby fever, and I shut it down so quickly. I can't wait to tell you about it, Mike. It was actually masterful on my end. It was really
awesome. You talked about it briefly yesterday, a little bit, right? And now she's still
back because she stayed in Boston to help out with the baby.
She came back to talk about, and you were talking about shutting it down up there, and now she came back. That's interesting. And now a little something, something. There aren't many things that everyone in this country can agree on, but one of them is respect our veterans, which makes this crime even worse. A 72-year-old guy named Frederick Brown from Mansfield, Connecticut, was busted last year for embezzling over $150,000 from a VFW post and American Legion post. Frederick is a veteran who flew B-52 bombers in Vietnam, and he was the treasurer at both locations, which gave him sole access to the bank accounts and books for several years. Mm. And it turns out he was siphoning out pretty much all of the donations they got so he could buy himself a bunch of random stuff, including a ton of time on a webcam porn site.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They charge by the moment.
There you go. He pleaded guilty to first degree and third degree larceny in October, and he was just sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Man, if he flew a B-52 in Vietnam, he must have dropped a lot of loads.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. That's it. Got to get out of here. We'll come back.
Bombay doors.
Yeah, the old Bombay.
Hey, the Bombays. Hey, Rob, you got a lot of little sounds for us?
Mike, I have adorable little sounds.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and his little sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
Great. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
Tongue out that's your right, way. And we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
No, they're not.
I haven't seen Todd in 2 weeks. It's been forever.
I thought you spend 7 romantic minutes with him a day.
No, just online.
Is Todd coming to New Orleans, Louisiana in November?
I told him about it.
Make
you know
sure
what's funny
there.
Is Todd never buys tickets. He always asks me for them. It's not so funny, actually.
Saturday, November 4th, 2017. It's the Mike O'Mara Show live at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. There are limited number of tickets available.
Yeah, Todd,
so
get
your
on
tickets
it.
Right
yeah,
now.
Todd.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Oscar Santana.
Mike, there are just a few tickets left. Do not regret waiting, right?
Yeah, don't sleep on it.
Don't sleep on it. And if you can, if you're on Twitter out there, @ Todd Moore, tell him to buy his tickets. @ Todd Moore.
Get two.
2.
Buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. And what's that thing you say?
Laissez les bon temps rouler, Todd Moore.
There we go. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, January 25, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I kind of thought we'd get to this in the body of the show, but we had a busy show, so I want to play it now.
Okay.
A really nice tribute on Channel 9 yesterday, WUSA, our local CBS affiliate.
Yeah, I put it on my show prep today, too. Channel 9 mentioned our good friend Tom Gavin, and thanks to all the nice comments that came my way after the bit on the show that I did that yesterday when I talked about
that. Yeah, you did a great
job
on that.
And again, Mike, getting that interview with you and Chad, getting rave reviews.
Oh, I listened yesterday. I was so thoroughly entertained. That was such a nice tribute.
Point Tom Gavin out, and I appreciate that too.
But check this out. This is on the CBS affiliate in Washington, D.C., and this really goes to show that Tom really left a mark on the fabric of D.C. radio.
Tom Gavin was a regular on the Don and Mike show for years and had his own show on a Fairfax local access channel.
Northern Virginia Bureau Chief Peggy Fox says Tom Gavin was like a rock star.
Wake it up, guys. This is it. WCXS 94.5.
94.5, guys.
Tom Gavin never saw a microphone or stage he didn't like. He loved people and would make friends with anybody and not only remember their name, but their cell phone number also.
He had all of those telephone numbers in his head.
Falls Church Police Chief Mary Gavin was one of Tom's many cousins.
His intellectual disability allowed him to have no inhibitions and to love unconditionally.
He volunteered for the advocacy group called ARC when Nancy Mercer was director.
And we used to say when we were trying to get rid of the R word, you know, we would have people say, well, what do you call them? What do you call them? And I said, well, you call them by their name. Right? And that was Tom. Tom taught us that more than anything. So I guess that's his legacy. Tom taught us to see people for who they are.
Like so many people, I knew Tom Gavin. I would often see him out at events, at news stories, at high school games. And when I was asked to MC events and he was there, he would share the microphone. He wanted to be where the action was. Chris Hager is another one of Tom's many cousins. They often spent time together at the Knights of Columbus in Arlington.
Don't let anything hold you back. He was nonstop.
Peggy Fox, WUSA 9.
He touched a lot of people for sure.
Really nice job on that.
That was so
nice job, Peggy. Nice job, and that's
she's
I'm
great,
so glad.
Great reporter.
You know, the one thing I mentioned on my show prep today that Tom Gavin would have loved being on TV.
Yeah,
he would have been so excited to be on TV.
Out of his
that
mind.
That would have been the biggest thing for him. So, what a great send off for Tom. That's great.
When you read to your son Mike, are you familiar with a book called Llama Llama Red Pajama?
Oh, I've heard of this book.
You have?
No,
yes. I read Lisa a book Nephi. Called Zen Shorts in its entirety last night.
Is he still into that?
He loves that book.
I got that for him like 2 years ago, didn't I?
Yeah, and now, you know, and you know what he said to me? This was beautiful, Rob. You're going to love this.
What's
this
that?
This is too schmaltzy to put on the show normally, but I have because it came up, I have to tell you. He looked at me at the end and he said, Dad, thanks for reading the whole thing to me.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's a long book, as I've discussed with
but
Rob.
But that's when you like hand over your debit card with your PIN number.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome,
right?
Absolutely.
So maybe if you want to try something different with him tonight, there's a book called Llama Llama Red Pajama and the rap group Migos. Is it Migos or Migos?
Migos.
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 They actually.
Jesus.
They wrapped the book, and it is pretty great.
Llama Llama Re-Pajama, restore with his mama. Llama, 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 mama kisses baby hair, llama the mama,
the mama, the mama, the mama, the mama, the mama, the mama,
mama,
mama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama,
llama.
So all you gotta do, Mike, is lay down some sick beats, and you'll be all set.
I think he can do it.
I think he could.
That's a good book, actually. I remember my nephew getting into that book.
And this might be my favorite thing today. There is that website or that service or whatever it is, this group that does honest movie trailers where they talk about a really suck movie and how bad it sucks. They actually collaborated with Michael Bolton on this, and he sang new versions of songs from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that highlight some of the plot holes, if you will. And it's funny. The lyrics themselves are funny, but the fact that it's Michael Bolton makes it even better.
Who seems like a nice guy, giving treats to you, never asks for money, just a creepy hug or two.
The creepy man.
The creepy man can, cause he's got a white van with even more candy.
The Dear God Please Help Us song.
Oompa Loompa Doopity-Doo.
They are all slaves in need of rescue.
Oompa Loompa Doopity-Dee.
Their legs are weird cause he broke their knees.
And the This Place Is a Lawsuit Waiting to Happen song.
You'll fall in, burn your skin, in a world of safety violation. My factory has no health regulation.
So you can Google the whole thing.
That's
it's
awesome.
Very, very
that's
funny.
Great. Well done, Michael Bolton. I
Let's
like
close
that.
With this. This was trending all day yesterday. John Elway was in a cab in Washington, D.C., and they started talking to this cab driver. His name is Sam Snow, and he revealed the fact that he thinks John Elway is the greatest quarterback of all time without realizing in his back seat is John Elway. So wow. They start taping him, and this realization is pretty great.
So you think John Elway's number one? Okay.
Number one, and then you...
Yeah, he's hot. I mean,
this girl slept with him. Before.
She'd do him.
Probably, for sure.
With the money he got, he... Guys would go to bed with him.
And if you ran into him, would you know who he was?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you
look
turn
at
around?
That guy right there.
Turn around.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Turn that way.
How you doing, girl?
Damn. Man, I gotta
come
take a picture.
Man.
Of that.
You
said you sleep with
him,
I think.
Come on, man.
We don't know whether or not he slept with him or not, but I think it was a nice story. That is your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message... For Rob Spiewak weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't send them after 8 o'clock tonight.
COB
tonight.
I'm
giving you the props on that.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.